Hi everyone, it's Josh Schroen, reminding you to sign up for the Trip of a Lifetime this summer. It's our first ever musical tour of Israel, and it's the trip I've dreamt of offering ever since I started hosting Israel Hour Radio 25 years ago. If you love Israel, if you love Israeli culture, you simply can't miss this opportunity. We'll see tons of concerts, meet with musical celebrities, tour fascinating cultural sites throughout the country, and hang out with Meirav and me for the best trip of your life. Even if you've been to Israel many times, I promise you've never been on a trip like this. But space is limited, so visit myisraelimusic.com/tour to sign up today.
Welcome to the Israel Hour on 88.7 WRSU. Connect with us at facebook.com/Israel Hour. Email us at info@israelhour.com or call us at 732-932-8800. Now, here's the host of the Israel Hour, Josh Rowe.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you so much for tuning in to the one and only podcast out there that builds a stronger Israel one song at a time. If I've ever believed that before, I certainly believe it that much more now, having just returned from Washington, D.C. at the AIPAC Policy Conference, my first time there, and wow, what an experience with 18,000 pro-Israel Americans. It is something that everyone listening, at least every American listening, needs to experience at least once, and you'll want to go back again and again. I was blown away, and I'll have lots more to say about it on our show and on our website in the weeks and months ahead. In the meantime, I wasn't able to be on the air this past Sunday at WRSU because I was in Washington, but I couldn't let the week go by without giving at least a mini podcast this week. There's been so much going on in the world of Israeli music. In addition to Static and Ben-El making their way to New York, being on Good Morning America, being on Live with Kelly and Ryan, I had the chance to see them and interview them while they were in the city. It was an amazing experience and one you'll hear all about on next week's show. For this week, we need to talk Eurovision. It's a mini episode of Israel Hour Radio. My name is Josh Schroen, and we're just going to make sure that you hear all of the songs that Eden Alena performed the other day that were in the running for Eurovision 2020. There were four of them. They pared down something like 240 songs, and they pared it down to four. And those four were all presented by Eden last night in a special ceremony, in a special competition on Israeli TV. And we have a winner. You may have heard that winning song by now. If you haven't, you'll hear it on today's show. But in addition, I think it's important that you hear all the songs, because really, they were all really good this year. We had four solid choices, in my humble opinion. I'm sure not everyone will agree. And I'm also pretty pleased with the winner. So I want to make sure that you hear all of the songs that were in the running to represent Israel in Eurovision 2020 in this special mini edition of Israel Hour Radio. Your thoughts, very much welcome. I want to know what you think of the four songs, what your favorite song was, and what you think of Israel's chances with the winning song, which we'll reveal to you at the end of this episode. So today we're going to present for you all four songs that were sung by Eden Alena as part of Hashir Haba Le'Eurovision, the next song for the Eurovision. I want to make sure you hear these because three out of those four songs will be totally forgotten about by tomorrow, and I think they were pretty good. I think you should hear them, and I wanted to make sure that you did. So we're going to begin with song number one. It was a cool story behind this song. It's written by Oren Emanuel, Talia Londoner, and Uri Avni. The three of them got together to write this song. They actually wrote it last year and submitted it for consideration by Kobi Marimi for Eurovision 2019. Well, they didn't select the song in 2019, but this year Eden Alena is giving it another shot. Song number one, Eden Alena, Savior in the Sound, on this special edition of Israel Hour Radio.
Something inside me doesn't feel right. Wires all been cut, sirens going off, my demons have broken free. They're taking over what's left of me. My hands are painted red, have a mind of their own. Take anything they can, smash it to the ground, not even fire. fires burn through things the way that I do. Blood like lava's gonna burn you. Beg and pray my feet don't give up. Beg my ears don't fail me now. Only the sound of music can save me now. Why can't I cool? Smoke. Watch the lava turn to stone. Beg and pray my feet don't give up. Beg my ears don't fail me now. Only the sound of music can save me now.
loves her roots. She is Eden Alena. She is on her way to the Eurovision Song Contest this May in Holland. Not with that song. That song was called Roots. It was co-written by Natan Goshen, an Israeli superstar who you've undoubtedly heard on this show, along with Stav Beger. If you know that name, it's because he was half of the team responsible for writing 2018's winning song, Toy. He wrote that along with Daron Medali, who also wrote a song for this year, but not with Stav Beger. You'll hear it later on in today's show. Before that, Savior in the Sound, the first song presented on the show. Shir Haba Le'Eurovision, the next song for the Eurovision. Of course, since this whole competition was made for TV, they needed to fill some time with some other material while the votes were being tallied, etc. And the way they started the show was with a really cool medley of Eurovision, Israeli Eurovision hits, performed by all of the finalists from HaKochav Haba. Of course, the way that Eden Alena was chosen as the contestant for the Eurovision was by reality contest on a show called HaKochav Haba, The Next Star, and eight of the finalists, eight of the last remaining singers, all got together to sing this really fun medley of Israeli Eurovision greatest hits. Here it is for you on Israel Hour Radio.
See you.
הלב מלא בהמון דרדר, והולם גם הוא איזה עולם נפלא.
Eden, Elena, Elali Lahav, Oram Rani Brockman, and so many other stars from this past season of HaKochav HaBal Eurovision, presenting Israeli Eurovision greatest hits of all time on Israel Hour Radio. And, you know, the Eurovision was on full display during this show. Last year's Eurovision was almost dominated by the Shava Band, the amazing group of talented musicians with disabilities who almost represented Israel in last year's Eurovision. Well, they were there the other night for this telecast, presenting their unique interpretation. And this is hard to sing by anybody else but Netta Barzilai, but Shava Band presenting their own unique interpretation of Netta Barzilai's Toy.
Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time creatures. Welcome, boys, too much noise I will teach you. Hey, I think you forgot how to play. My teddy bear's running away. The Bobby got something to say. Hey, 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 hey. My Simon says leave me alone. I tell you my business, you're home. You're stupid just like your smartphone. Wonder Woman, don't you ever forget. I'm not your dog.
Shalva Band with their version of Toy on Israel Hour Radio, a special mini edition of Israel Hour Radio, as we look at the four songs that were competing to represent Israel in Eurovision 2020, all performed by Ed and Elena. But before we continue with the final two, one more throwback to Eurovision 2019. As we know, Kobi Marimi performed in Eurovision 2019 with the song Home, not exactly Israel's most memorable Eurovision moment. And Kobi Marimi knows it. And the other night, he was ready to rectify the mistakes of the past with a little help from a friend. surprise guest, Shafita.
Caught up in this moment till my heartbeat stops. I've been running barefoot to the mountain.
טוב, אתם לא באמת רוצים לשמוע עכשיו את הכל, נכון? ערב טוב. פשוט נראה לי שאני אקח את הכמה דקות שיש לי פחות בשביל השיר ויותר בשביל להתלונן. כאילו, למה לי לא היה משדר כזה? אני חושב שזה היה חוסך ממני כמה דברים? לא יודע, אולי נולחים עם לחן אחר? משהו שיותר הוכיח את עצמו.
I am someone and I'm coming home. Yes, I am someone and I'm coming home. Yes, the sun shines upon my skin. You pulled my heart and I took it in. I am someone and I'm coming, coming home.
לא רע. יודעים מה? אולי הבעיה הייתה הבגדים. כן, הבעיה הייתה הבגדים, הרי לאירוויזיון צריך לשלוח משהו פחות סולידי והרבה יותר מנצנץ. משהו עם לב. משהו דיבתי.
I feel the sun upon my skin. And I'm someone, I am someone. You pulled my heart, I took it in. Yes, it made me someone. I'm coming home.
קובי מרדימי. ואולי בכלל היינו לוקחים את הלחן הקצת שאול של דורון מדלי וסתיו בגר?
Feel the sun upon my skin and I'm someone. Pulled my heart and took it in, it made me someone. Coming home, coming home, coming home, coming home. I'm coming home.
ואולי כל מה שהיינו צריכים
לסוף. זה אולי, אכלת לי את הראש.
עוד פעם.
Good evening, Europe. I'm humble, noi. קובי נשמה. Wake up, honey, and smell the breaking news. הבעיה שלך זה לא הלחן. הבעיה גם זה לא התותלות.
כן, הבעיה היא שאת, היית צריכה לזכות, ברור,
נשמה, הרי זה ידוע. שכל מי שזוכה מקום שני, כמוני.
מקום שלישי.
מקום שני.
היית מקום שלישי.
Whatever. Like שירי מיימונז, ערל סקעת, עדן בן זקן, אסי עזר. זה ידוע שאנחנו פשוט יותר מוצלחים.
רגע, אז לא הייתה בעיה עם הלחן.
הלחן היום מחריד. בוא נשמע, אני אראה לך איך הייתם יכולים לזכות. יאללה, דיג'י.
Nothing comes as easy as easy as it goes. I can hug the water when it snows.
Yalla!
I feel the sun upon my skin. And I am someone, I am someone. You pulled my heart, I took it in. It made me someone, I am someone.
נשמע, קחתיש ותרגע.
אבל גם את עשית.
אבל אני עושה יפה. I'm coming home.
A very funny compilation by Kobi Marimi and Shafita on Israel Hour Radio. But now it's time to take you back to the star of the evening, Eden Alena, and the two more songs competing to represent Israel in Eurovision 2020. The next one was definitely one of my favorites, and we'd love to know what you think of it. Again, your thoughts very much welcome at facebook.com/Israel Hour, on our website, myisraelimusic.com, by WhatsApp at 732- 844-9778. You know the drill. Song number three, written by, well, nobody you really know. It's called Rakata by Eden Alena, Israel Hour Radio.
Gave up on me. So if you don't like it, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, damn. Do you think you're playing? But you got good at faking. So if you don't like it, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, oh stop everything until the beat drops. You better watch out for my swag when the drums go rakata rakata. We can show them till it's loud. Use the rhythm and make a sound. Rakata rakata, baby. Everything until the beat drops. You better watch out for my swag when the drums go. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. We can show it until it's loud. Use the rhythm and make a sound. Rakata, rakata, baby.
I think that song is a lot of fun. Eden Alena with song number three called Rakata. It could either refer to like a drum beat or the words Rakata, only you in Hebrew. Ladies and gentlemen, spoiler alert, none of the songs you've heard so far will be representing Israel in the Eurovision Song Contest. In fact, the official results, when they tallied up all the votes, the fourth most popular song was Savior in the Sound. The third most popular song was the one you just heard, Rakata. And the song coming in at number two was Roots. The song that will represent Israel in the Eurovision Song Contest is a song written by Idan Reichel and Doron Medali. Idan and Daron last teamed up to write a song you may have heard called Shevet Achim Va'achayot, the official anthem of Israel for Yom HaTzma'ut 5779, celebrating Israel's 71st birthday. Well, the two made magic once again with a song written in four languages, Hebrew, English, Amharic, and Arabic. All of those languages are included. The song is called Feker Libi, The Love of My Heart, Ahuv Libi. And in my opinion, this is the most Israeli song we've had in a very, very long time. It's been the trend over the past number of years that our Eurovision entry has as little Hebrew as possible and, to some extent, That's changed just a little bit this year. It reflects Ed and Alena's roots from the Ethiopian community. It reflects the diversity of the land of Israel. It's got a great beat. It's a lot of fun, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. We will close with this one, and join us on Sunday live at WRSU when we present to you our exclusive interview with Static and Ben El Tavori, and stay with us all week long on social media for all the latest on Israeli music. Ladies and gentlemen, the song that will represent Israel in Eurovision 2020, Eden Alena, Feker Libi, Al Tafsiku Lashir.
Feker Libi, what the hell out? No other name, I love you. Feker Libi, what the hell out? No other name, I love you.
Thanks for tuning in to Israel Hour Radio. I sure hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, be sure to tell a friend about us. You can also help us grow by giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And while you're there, write down a few words about why you enjoy the show. We'd love it if you would follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for Israel Hour Radio. Our voicemail line is always open at 732-844-9778. So feel free to give us a call and comment on today's show. And finally, we're always happy to come to your community to speak about the joy of Israeli music. So contact me at josh@myisraelimusic.com and we'll make it happen. Thanks for being part of the Israeli music community, and thanks for helping us build a stronger Israel, one song at a time.